Welcome back in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. And we have our friend, Dr. Amy Haney, in with us. Tony's a personal touring physician, and we've been talking about some cures, or at least some help, for the flu season and influenza. And some homemade remedies, too. A lot of people still have those. And you were talking about your chicken soup. Tell us about that.
My chicken noodle soup will cure anybody.
Well, what makes it so special?
My own herbs. I grow my herbs, and I put it. Oh, that's the best thing.
Say some magic words.
Some magic words in there, and it'll cure a lot.
So what are the herbs that you put in your chicken soup?
Usually whatever I grow.
Secret best
I know,
recipe.
I can't tell all of it.
Yeah, I tell you, I have to kill you.
All right,
it's classified.
Yeah.
You know, I always like, oddly enough, you talk about herbs in chicken noodle soup, I've always liked dill in mine.
Really?
Are there any benefits to dill that you know of?
Not that I know of.
You know, these
it
are
just
things
tastes that, good.
It does taste good. I like dill.
Can you grow pickles out of that? Just a joke.
You can use it when you're pickling, Ernie.
Yeah, my wife uses it when she's canning.
Yeah, you do that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, question for you. Talking about chicken noodle soup, I read. Now, let me pull this out.
Well, while he's looking for that, so it's not a myth about chicken noodle soup or chicken soup helping cure what ails you.
No. I mean, it has some good studies. There are some good studies on it that it, you know, boosts your immune system. It has anti-inflammatory effects. And then you think about brothy, you're getting your fluids in.
Yeah,
hot soup sort of opens up your sinuses.
So
it does a lot of.
And just because mom gave it to you, there's no placebo effect to it.
Yeah. I mean, that's we all grow up with that.
Just
thinking mom's chicken noodle
that's
soup.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. It works better than anything.
So here it is, Ernie. There's a compound and chicken called carnosine. Did I pronounce that correctly? I'm not sure if I tried or not. If I butchered it, I'm sorry. I'm good at that. But studies have suggested that it helps reduce the stuffy, congested feeling in your nose and throat.
Uh-huh.
And that carnosine minimizes inflammation in the upper respiratory tract. And it has something to do with the cilia, too, in your nose, I guess. So I don't know, but there's apparently some properties in chicken or chicken noodle soup that makes it happen.
It does. Jewish penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
I like Jewish penicillin, then.
That's it. 749-B105 in and around the house with Tony and Ernie. I always thought that was just like the myth, you know, about the chicken noodle soup and all of that. But now, as soon as you describe that, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Grandma's probably knew a little bit more.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
You know, and with the chicken noodle soup, it goes beyond that. When cooking with chickens, use the necks, the knuckles, the ribs, the leftover carcass, that also helps with, like, joint issues in the body. And tendon issues.
Yeah, I guess that again explains why nothing was ever wasted with the chicken or any kind of food. They found a reason to make something out of it and then reap the benefits.
We always go back to it.
Yeah.
Oh, it does. There's some. It makes you feel. It's soothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. Now, I have another question. Is talking about things being beneficial like that. Apple cider vinegar, the one Bragg, that brand in particular. It's decorated up to the hilt on the label, all these things that's beneficial about it. Do you find that so, or is there any scientific studies behind
that? I haven't
that?
Seen any studies on it myself, so I haven't really looked for that. But I know everybody swears by it, but I haven't seen any, like...
Well, they say that it helps lower blood pressure. Helps reduce a lot of various
things. A lot of stuff. Mm-hmm.
And so lately, I've fallen victim to the hype. And I have some Bragg apple cider vinegar, and I'll get a couple teaspoons. And to me, it tastes really good. And Tina just shakes her head. she thinks this, she's like, what are you doing? You know? That's so stupid. It's nonsense. You know, just leave me alone. I like it.
But it makes me feel good doing it.
I like that taste. I like lemons too. Anything that's sour, that's bitter, to me is
vinegar
just,
though. Ooh.
Huh? Well, I don't know. But I was wondering, are there any valuable properties to apple cider?
I haven't read any studies.
What about some home cough remedies? For example, I was telling you about, well, we were talking about ginger earlier, and you can take that and make some sort of a cough syrup out of it, or you know, just boil it in water and sip on it.
Mm-hmm. Ginger's good for nausea, too.
For nausea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if you're...
And what about turmeric?
Turmeric's got anti-inflammatory effects, too.
So
that's supposed to be really good for arthritis. So.
There you go, Ernie.
Yeah.
Got that fixed.
I've got that, you know. She mentioned earlier that 65 doesn't seem all that old anymore, and the closer I get to it, because I already have that setting in knees and hands and all that stuff. So those are the things that I need to start thinking about and planning ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Like my ugly buddy Russ says, if I'd have known I was going to live this long, I'd have done stupid stuff less often. That might be a good words to live by.
It might be. What about lemons? Any value to lemons curing coughs?
I think it does help as a cough suppressant a little bit. Not so much because of the vitamin C, but just because, you know, it's acidic and it just cuts through sputum, you know, cuts through phlegm a little bit.
And I guess you had a little bit of honey to it to coat those vocal cords, Ernie.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Me.
What was the other one that I read I thought was kind of hot milk with honey?
Again, that's the honey probably.
Right. Yeah. It can relieve a dry cough, reduce chest pain, all that good stuff. Drink it before you go to sleep. And, you know, speaking of that, why is it when you go to sleep and you lay down, you cough more than you did before you went to sleep when you were upright?
Oh, good question there.
Just because the sinuses drain a little bit easier into the back of your throat when you're laying down flat, you know. So all that stuff just, like, comes down in the back of your throat.
I never understood that. You know, you're okay, then you think, I can go to bed, no issues. As soon as you lay down...
Forget it.
Forget it.
Yeah,
that always seems to happen to me.
Mm-hmm. And of course, your wife is the first to tell you, go to the spare room. I like to get some sleep, too.
Yeah. Oh, I hear, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Can you go downstairs? Really?
749-B105, in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have Dr. Amy Haney in here with us, and we're talking about how we can help get through this flu and influenza season.
Right. And you know, you were talking, you let the secret out that she's my personal traveling physician.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the radio station did that for me, and I don't want you going to, I don't want you going to management saying, hey, you know, Tony's got this perk that I don't have.
hasn't worked so far, so there's no reason to start now. We'll be right back. Welcome back in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have our new friend, Dr. Amy Haney, in with us, and we're talking about how to stay healthy for the flu season. And, man, that is a challenge. And when you do get a little discomfort, first thing you do, run to your drugstore, your local drugstore, and get lost in the aisle going, what should I really do?
I did the other day, and I was confused. Now I understand when people come into the garden center, Amy. It's like, what fertilizer do I need? What soil do I want to get? I was, like, looking at this massive display of cough syrups when I was picking this up for the old boy. And I was like, whoa, where do I go? I mean, some of them were, like, $15.99, some were $4.99. You know, there are various price points, some for the day, some for night. Where does that go?
It is confusing. I mean, when I'll just go down that aisle just to sort of hear what people are saying, you know, and I'll try to stay under the radar and just sort of listen for a few minutes.
Oh, you're like the secret doctor.
Well, I just like to see what's out there, you know. And I'll go and I'm like, holy moly, you know, I mean, it's just, it is confusing. I agree. And, you know, the reason there's so many of the products out there are, that just tells me that there isn't one thing that works great. You know, they will work some. You know, certainly, you know, everybody's got their own favorite brand and, you know, favorite like that. But none of them work 100% for sure. Right, you know, nothing like that. But they can help. You know, they can help you from being less miserable, I could say.
I like that. I like the extra strength. New and improved.
Yeah, that was him.
You won't fall asleep with this one. Yeah. You know, okay.
Now, the one thing is, kids should not get cough medicine, okay? Especially under five, I do. But because the dextromethorphan in there, they can overdose on that. Even at, you know, regular doses. So
no kidding.
We really keep cough medicine away from kids.
So I take it that's on the label.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah,
I would. Have you found patients that have done that? Do you hear?
They used to do it all the time. Yeah, I mean, we had lots of. Yeah, that's why they put that warning out. So, I mean, little kids, they just cough. They cough and cough and cough. You know, yeah. They just do. They use a humidifier and.
What about? You know, what about
Ricola? Can you do that one more time?
Swiss Alps. You know, do they have some secret?
Come on.
Ricola. You really want to hear me say that? Does that, you know, with a big horn?
Right.
I mean, all these gimmicky things. You know, does that really, really, really work? Or extra soothing? You know, I was looking the other day, I just did this little package for the old boy. I was looking for cough drops. Vic Salve.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you probably had to have that.
Let's put that on a chest.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put the old little hand.
Don't eat it.
The hand towel around it. My mom would safety pin it to the back of, you know, around my neck.
Put you to bed.
Yeah.
Put you to bed. Yeah.
So does Vic Salve help to a degree with the eucalyptus in it?
It helps with the symptoms, yeah. I mean, it helps open your nose. Your nasal cavities and it helps with that. It helps a little bit with the bronchial tube. You know, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a symptom reliever like everything else. So it's certainly safe. That's one you can use in infants. There's an infant version of it they put in humidifiers. So
Now Ernie's dad liked the taste of eucalyptus, obviously.
Evidently.
Now, is there a benefit to... I read something the other day and I thought, well, this is kind of strange. I've heard of people taking Vaseline or hand lotion and putting gloves on and going to bed. But I never heard of someone saying, hey, put Vic Salve on the bottom of your feet.
Bottom of your foot.
With socks. What does that do?
It gets absorbed that way.
Really?
Yeah.
And so why in the foot?
Because all your nerve endings
I mean, it gets absorbed and it still works.
Really?
That way. Yeah.
Oh, you act like you know something about that, Ernie. Yeah, Who are you?
He's a big expert.
He is a big expert.
Ask me. What I don't know, I'll make up.
How funny.
But I do remember hearing about that. That's the reason I do know that is because I had the same question and I looked it up and that's where all your nerve endings.
It really does.
Right there. And that's why when someone, you know, they always used to say, well, just sit down, I'll rub your feet.
Reflexology.
Right.
So it sort of relieves that tension and ease the stuff.
So there's a lot of truth to that, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I thought, what's that all about? You know, but I've heard all kinds of weird things today with Vic Salve.
Put
it on your cigar.
What a great way to start out the new year. It looks like weird right away.
with a bang right there, buddy. With a bang. We're with Dr. Amy Haney, longtime friend and personal physician when I travel, from the St. Elizabeth Physicians Group. Since you let the cat out of the bag, Ernie, what would you advise people who are traveling? I'm going to be on an airplane here this upcoming week, and I guess I just know I'm asking for it.
You are asking
for it. So I'm safer really trying to pet or handle a rattlesnake versus get on an airplane. And
how long can you hold your breath?
Yeah.
I know, I wouldn't get on a plane without having a flu vaccine. I really wouldn't this time of year. I'd tell everybody, it's like, oh my gosh, you're going to go somewhere and so, you know, they're going to go on a big trip and they're going to go on a cruise. I was like, you better get a flu vaccine for
you. Are they still available?
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of, if I did one today, how long does it take effect?
It takes 2 weeks for it to work.
Oh, heck.
It won't help you this week. Yeah.
Oh.
You know, and that's the other thing. Somebody said, I got flu, and then I got the flu shot next day. I was like, well, that's not my fault. You just were exposed to the flu before you got your shot, you know.
So it was just coincidental. Uh-huh. It was ironic that happened.
Yeah.
So
a month ago, when everyone said you should get a flu shot, you should have gotten a flu shot.
Yeah, and give your body a chance
to. Yeah. You have to give it an opportunity.
Well, I saw my physician's wife in the garden center the other day, and I said, you know, I need to go out and see Doc and get my flu shot. And she said, oh, they ran out.
Huh? Some people have. Yeah. I mean, we still have some. So
you still have some?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we've been passing it out like crazy. So try to get it before Christmas. Yeah.
What would you give us a couple tips? If thus far you've been free of any symptoms, what course would you stay to, help yourself to keep from getting the flu? What are some of the top three things that people can do?
Well, eating right, good nutrients, you know, of course, the basic stuff like that. Trying to, you know, stay active, stay healthy, eat right, stay hydrated. Of course, that helps you if you do exposed to the virus. Wash your hands. Wash your hands, you know, a lot. And especially when you're in crowds or you're in areas where lots of people are breathing and coughing and touching things. But, you know, healthy people can get the flu still, you know.
Right.
So try to minimize your exposure that way. If you work with the public, you know you're going to be around sick people.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you
get really... 2 flu shots. Does that make it twice as effective?
No.
Okay, I just thought I'd ask, you know.
I can't even get people to get one vaccine right now.
So. More's better.
More's better. More's better. Well, Ernie knows that. You know, what the heck? You know, something that I've used in the past that I thought or had felt it was beneficial.
Hold that thought, and we'll find out what that is. We need to pause for a moment. In and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. Got to pause for a moment. We have our friend, Dr. Amy Haney, in with us. And when we come back, we'll find out what Tony's secret message is.
Ricola. Ricola.
Ricola cough drops, a pleasant-tasting blend of organically grown herbs from Switzerland.
Welcome back in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have our friend Dr. Amy Haney in with us, and do your Mr. Haney impersonation.
Can I interest you in buying a genie wine pop, Mr. Haney?
You're on it today.
I don't know if that was or not. That was all right. I'm not a comedian. I'm sorry.
No,
but not a flower pot. How about a neti pot? Is that of any benefit? I felt that it was.
Yeah, I think people can. I think it works for some people, and not everybody can do it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I can't do it.
You gotta know how to do it.
Yeah. Well, I can't do it.
Never interest me to try.
Really?
Me neither. Well, I did think about trying, but not everybody can do it. But if it works, yeah, sure. I mean, it flushes your sinuses out, so it gets rid of the virus that's in the cavity, and so it can cut down on that
stuff. I found it to be extremely beneficial, and it was Darla Kettinger, one of our customers, that told me about it a couple years ago, and I thought I'd throw it out your way. Yeah. So a lot of people,
I can't do it.
It has to get in there and go.
No, I can't do it. No.
It's got to travel. It's got to travel. How's got to travel?
Right, in the nasal cavity. Well, it doesn't travel right for me then. Okay.
Well, yeah. You have to tilt your head a certain way. But in the shower. I mean, you can't do it around a sink basin. I mean, but you.
Do you have to hold your nose when you jump in the pool?
No.
I was just curious.
What's that mean?
That feels
it's
like.
Sort
for
of
me.
The same thing. Yeah.
I know there's going to be a lot of water rushing through my nostril.
Well,
I was a lifeguard.
You're a lifeguard at Pleasure Isle.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing. I was going, I just can't imagine wanting to pour that up my nose.
Actually, it's soothing.
Yeah.
It really is. Now, I will always kind of warm the water a little bit in the microwave, but you have to use distilled water.
Mm-hmm.
SP Clean.
It works for... Again, symptoms. Again,
you have to put a bib on when you try it.
No,
I
do that. I don't do it over the sink basin. I do it
gargle a little bit.
Please don't do it in your sink. Ew.
No. All right, drop it.
Amy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure, anytime.
We'd love to have you come back, and we'll talk again about some. Some other challenges we have, because we all have children, we all have grandchildren or elderly parents, and this is a difficult time, and this isn't the only time in the year where this sets in.
No, and you said, what would you say, John? That was a great idea about allergy season.
Allergy season. We'll talk about that.
So, longtime friend, Dr. Amy Haney, thank you from the St. Elizabeth Physicians Group. It was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah. Sure, thanks.
And we'll be back next week. Have a great one.